You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
One of our lead stories has been, and Cher has been talking about it, the growing resistance to the vaccine mandates by red states and red state governors. And now the White House, of course, is continuing to rebuke. Jen Psaki, the president's mouthpiece, said that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, they're just getting in the way of public health. And that's not stopping Republicans from pushing back. Joining us to discuss now, political analyst Dr. Brian Jundeff.
Dr. Jundeff, we're talking about the pushback. It's not just coming from state governors. It's starting to come from legislatures. It's coming from just people who are saying, no, I'm not going to handle this federal government telling me and my company that I work for telling me that I have to have something injected into my body.
That's correct. It's coming from a lot of quarters, and people have legitimate concerns. A lot of people have had COVID and have natural immunity. Other people are just fearful of the government mandates. The government has been flip-flopping on its recommendations since COVID began in terms of masks and distancing and everything else, and they are mistrustful. And anytime you force people to do something, they push back. People aren't anti-vaccine. These are people that get the flu vaccine, get other vaccines. They're just skeptical of the heavy-handed push from the government. And you push too much, and people say, hey, wait a minute, what's this all about? And how come it's not my body, my choice, like so many other issues?
How do you answer that question, doctor? What is it all about? Why is there such a heavy-handed push on this? Why did we go from, well, we just need herd immunity at 60 to 70% of the population, to Joe Biden 2 weeks ago saying we need 97 to 98% of Americans to comply here and take this before we can return to normal? Why?
It really doesn't follow the science, because there is a concept of herd immunity that's well-known in science, and between natural infection and vaccine immunity, once you get to a certain level, then these type of pandemics die off. But the government is pushing it. Personally, I think it's about control, and they're trying to control the population and how best to do it by restricting your ability to work, to travel, to socialize, to have a normal life, unless you do what the government says.
We see what the outcome.
No other good reason.
We see the outcome on the economy, though. I mean, we've got these lockdown states where you have all these issues, and ultimately the government has to come in and take over every segment of our economy.
And it doesn't mean COVID is going away just because you're vaccinated. Some of the most vaccinated countries in the world are having surges in cases higher than they did back a year ago. And you're seeing that in certain regions. The virus is spreading to New England, and highly vaccinated states in New England, they're seeing record numbers of cases. So it's clearly not eradicating it. It may be keeping people from getting very sick or going into the hospital, Colin Powell excluded, but it's not a panacea. It's not what was promised of take the vaccine and this will all go away. Because clearly it's not going away. We've got three-quarters of the country's vaccinated, and we're still dealing with this.
And natural immunity. We never talk about that. We never get told anything about natural immunity from our government.
It's unfortunate, because that's a real concept, and that's been around for a long time. That's the, you may remember as a kid, these chicken pox parties. A kid in the neighborhood gets chicken pox, and he's invited over, and get all the kids exposed, and they get chicken pox, and they're done with it. They have natural immunity. They're not getting vaccinated for it. So natural immunity does work, but it's not talked about. It's really ignored and poo-pooed.
Yeah, which begs the question, are they really interested in science? Because natural immunity has always been a part of science. Only now, only in the COVID world, is it considered a conspiracy theory. Dr. Brian Jundeff, political analyst. Doctor, thanks so much for the great analysis. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.